beautiful for heroes proved in liberating strife.
I'm Mark Steiner, and that was Ray Charles performing America the Beautiful. Today was the day in 1895 Catherine Lee Bates published that song, the poem America the Beautiful. She was an interesting figure on this in her history. She was a lesbian, a political activist, a radical Republican. She's the one who actually invented Mrs. Santa Claus as well. So we remember her. She wrote America the Beautiful. And the rest of our day in history, some very interesting stuff here happened on July 4th, besides, of course, our own Independence Day that we have talked about. And we talked about a great deal on yesterday's program. When we were researching today's history, one of the things it said was the East African nation of Ethiopia is granted its independence from Great Britain, France, and Italy on this day in 1906. Well, it's interesting what different sites say, because that is a real twisting of the real history of that moment. Ethiopia was never colonized, the only place on the continent of Africa never colonized by the Europeans. What happened, as a matter of fact, both Britain and France and Italy were vying to take control of everything in the Nile. Sudan, what we call Somalia today, Ethiopia, they wanted it all. The British had Egypt, they had Sudan, and they wanted Ethiopia. So they sent Egypt in to fight Ethiopia. Egyptian forces beat the Ethiopians. The Ethiopians beat the Egyptians. And then they beat the Italians who invaded. This was a compromise the British, the French, and the Italians made with the Empire of Ethiopia, with the Emperor Menelik. They made a deal with him so they could continue to have a presence in Egypt and in Sudan and other places. So it's an interesting twist. They had this as a treaty fostered on Ethiopia. No, it was Ethiopia. Emperor Menelik's forces were so strong the Europeans could not conquer him. So the rest of this day in history, very quickly. On this day in 1789, the Tariff Act of 1789 was passed to meet the cost of the new American government. It declared wherever it's necessary for the support of government for the discharge of its debts of the United States and the encouragement and protection of manufacturers, the duties will be laid on goods, wares, and merchandise, which began a lot of competition, wars, and nevertheless, and was the way that America was trying to pay for itself since it had no money. But it knew it had slavery, and that was where the money was, and that was all part of this reason for passing this Tariff Act of 1789. On this day in 1802, West Point opens up. This day in 1827, the state of New York abolished slavery. On this day in 1827. This was the day in 1828 that construction begins on the B&O Railroad and was, with federal government money to build that railroad and open it up. The first stone was laid by the only surviving sign of the Declaration of Independence, Charles Carroll of Carrollton, another enslaver. And on this day in history, this was when the first edition of Leaves of Grass, the great poem by Paul Whitman, was published in New York, in Brooklyn, New York, on this day in 1855. And on this day in 1865, many of us as children, even as adults, have read Alice in Wonderland. Lewis Clark published this book on this day. It was panned. Nobody liked it. And then he published Through the Looking Glass and what Alice found there about 5 years later. And the two novels, inspired by two different girls named Alice, took off, becoming one of the great classics. On this day in 1881, this is the day that Booker T. Washington founded the Tuskegee Institute. It was called the Tuskegee Normal School for Colored Teachers. Of course, it was the place where they trained the Tuskegee Airmen in 1941. But thousands and thousands and thousands of the greatest black thinkers and leaders and teachers and preachers and more graduated from there. People like Betty Shabazz, Tom Joyner, Lionel Richie, and so many more. But on this day in 1881, it was founded. On this day in 1884, the Statue of Liberty came to the United States, a gift from those in Paris. And on this day in 1885, Louis Digg Stowe, who was one of the founders of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, was born in Virginia. She was raised in our town, though, of Baltimore, Maryland. Went to Howard University, was a brilliant woman, and was one of the founders of the great Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority. And the 50th star of the United States of America's flag was put on there on this day, 1960. Hawaii became a state on this day in 1960. And that is our day in history. To find out the rest of this day in history, please go over to steinershow.org. It's all right there.
are.